107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Absolute pleasure to have Anne Swerdfeger on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jamie.
We got to batten down the hatches here with the windy conditions this morning.
Yeah, it's crazy. What a time to be welcoming visitors back to Stratford.
No kidding. So we've had previews this week, Chicago on stage at the Stratford Festival Theater, and I've heard nothing but good things.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. I was there for the first preview, and it was exciting. It's such an amazing production. Oh, my goodness. Donna, Fior, and all of the cast, all of the crew, all of the musicians, everybody working on that show have really brought their A game. Oh, my goodness. I think people are just going to love it. And they were. It was, tears rolling down my cheeks just to be back in that theater for a live performance. And I think a lot of people around me were feeling the same way.
Oh, no kidding. So it was delayed just a little bit. But again, the previews have happened all this week and continuing to do so. So it's Chicago at the Stratford Festival. When does Chicago open?
It opens on June the 3rd. And I do want to say that we're actually adding a performance because we did miss those three last week. We're adding a show on Monday. And I think it's today that tickets begin being offered for sale.
Oh, that's awesome. So there you go, an extra show, too, with Stratford Festival. So, Anne, let's talk about some awards that have been handed out, shall we say, for the upcoming star of Hamlet.
Yes, Amaka Ume has won a Black Business and Professionals Award, the Harry Jerome Award, President's Award, which is an enormous honor. So we're thrilled for her. That's going to be presented on April 30th. And David Simmons, a member of our board, has also won an award from the BPPA as well. So that's fantastic news. We'll have lots more details on April 30th about that. But then our beautiful Tom Patterson Theater is also winning awards. So far, and I say so far because I think more may be coming, it has won the Global Architecture Master Prize Award. It's won the UK Civic Trust Award. It's won an award from the Ontario Association of Architects. I can't remember the name of that award. But the way you can all help us out is that it is also nominated by the Ontario Architects for a People's Choice Award. And it would be wonderful if people love that building for them to vote on it. And if you go to our social media channels, you can find the link there, or you can Google the Ontario Association of Architects People's Choice Award.
There you go. So we'll share that on our Facebook page as well. And Anne, I love how you referred to the new Tom Patterson Theater as kind of the sleeping beauty, if you will.
Yes, it has been our sleeping beauty, and we cannot wait for it to open. And that will happen on May 10th with the very first preview, and we will be telling you about more festivities that are going to happen that day. And the opening performance of Richard III, that'll be the first preview, May 10th. The opening performance is June the 4th.
And I think it's safe to say, the way these preview shows have been selling, I would not wait to get on board and get tickets for upcoming shows.
I'll tell you, I purchased tickets for that first preview of Richard III the first moment I could with my level of membership, and am very happy to be going to that show. But there are still tickets, so I would urge people to get out there, book them, especially for performances you want to, for shows you definitely don't want to miss. And today, if anyone's a little leery about going out in public, we do have our reduced capacity performance of Chicago this afternoon, and I do believe there are still some tickets available for that.
Okay, so again, all safety protocols in place with the Stratford Festival. Again, stratfordfestival.ca is the website for all the details. And Anne, just before we let you go, I guess it's kind of a sign of things, you know, we're trying to get back to normal or some sort of normalcy, but you've returned in person to the office at Stratford Festival.
You've been watching my Facebook. I haven't really full-time. Very few of us are. We are trying to keep as many people as we can out of the physical premises just to keep all of those actors and artists and the people that have to be in the office as safe as possible and as, you know, with as few contacts as possible. But I do have to be there sometimes, yes. And it was like walking into a time capsule. All of the photos of my children up on my bulletin board and of my parents on my desk and the It had the very last, we have a daily schedule that gets printed when we're rehearsing and performing, and the daily schedule was there from March 16th, 2020. What a keepsake that will be of a negative sort.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there you go. And I did like the Deborah Harry Blondie photo. That was nice, too.
Have that too. I have. I don't want to look at spare corkboard in front of my face. So I do have some lovely things that people have sent over the years.
Oh, there you go. So nice to be back again. Anne Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Get tickets. Stratfordfestival.ca is the website for all of the information. Anne Swerdfeger, thanks so much for this, Anne.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. I can't believe we're talking about live theater again.
You bet. And have a wonderful Easter long weekend too.
Thank you. Happy Easter.